he used to think that his father was a knight in shining armor protecting the Rambam from the attacks of the Ravid. And every time father was successful, and he'd say shir in the house, and father said, he used to, you know, he used to listen from his crib or from his bed, whatever it was. And one time, father was not successful in helping the Rambam on this kilu, this fiend, this Ravid who was attacking him. And he started crying as a young boy. And his mother calmed him down and told him, someday, Bel, you grow up and you will be Yashiv, and you will be the knight in shining armor to help the Rambam. Okay, let's get started here. Okay, now...
He was crying before the shiur got started.
Yeah, so I don't know. Maybe he wanted to say this shiur. Now, I just want to apologize. I'm starting over here from the 12th shurish because I think it's important that I should say shurim on what I'm holding it, okay? I just want to, before, you know, even though it takes some time, I didn't even plan to do this, I planned just to get started, but I think it's better to just give you some overview so you know what we're up against, okay? First of all, what did the Rambam want? What was the purpose of this work here, okay? Okay. Now, you know, it's very confusing, okay? The Rambam does say what his purpose is, okay? And he basically, if you translate the Arabic properly, he says that he was crying for years about the minyan mitzvahs of the Halachos Gedolos and how he made Tayag. But strangely enough, he makes that point but doesn't say that was the reason why he wrote the Sefer Mitzvahs, okay? And the reason why he wrote the Sefer Mitzvahs, what he claims is, and really the Hakdoma to the Psicha, to Sefer Mitzvah, the Psicha to the Shoshim, is really the Psicha to Mishneh Torah, and really Sefer Mitzvah is the Hakdoma to Mishneh Torah. And what does he say? He says, Rabbi Isai, I wrote a Pirush Mishnayis, okay? What I really want to do is write a Mishneh Torah. But how do I know when I write a Mishneh Torah that it's going to be Kilo Kol HaTorah Kulo? So the only way I'm going to know how to, that it did that is if I know all the 613 mitzvahs, and he decided that the Mishneh Torah can't be like the Mishnayis because he really has no say in a way that you really know what he's doing. Okay, he even discussed what language he's going to write it in. He decided he's not going to write it in Arabic. He decided he's going to write it in Lashon HaMishnah, not in Lashon HaMikra. He has a whole discussion why he's doing Mishneh Torah in what it, but he writes Sefer Mitzvahs in Arabic. Okay? Okay. The chairs are out there in the kitchen. They can bring more chairs out. Okay, just bring some more. So he says to himself, okay. So he says, the only way that I'm going to know that I have in the Mishneh Torah that I have Kol HaTorah Kulo is if I have a list of Tayag Mitzvahs and I set up the Chalokim of the Yad HaChazaka with the Tayag Mitzvahs, and by doing that, I have it, okay? So the whole purpose, you know, he was crying for years about the Halachos Gedolos, but that wasn't the reason he's writing it. Why is he doing this? No, he wants to write a Mishneh Torah. Okay, say that. And he says, good, so I'm going to write Tayag Mitzvahs, but, you know, since the Halachos Gedolos has been so entrenched in society, and Ibn Gabriel, and all the other, it's a Sefer Chafetz, there were other Sifrei Mitzvahs which were written at the time, okay? Sadigoyim, whatever, other form. So he says, it won't be accepted, because, you know, here comes a young whippersnapper coming, you know, Lamais is, you know, no one talks about any Minyan Mitzvah except for the Ram. The Chinuch is basically, has accepted, even after the Asogas of the Ramban, the Minyan of the Rambam, tie a mixes hook, line, and sinker except for two places. You can't, it has to be two, because you always, you know, you take out one, you add one, you know, whatever it is. Okay, Beseder. He, okay, good, Beseder. I won't even say what Diff Nafgini said. See, he wrote, so he says, no one's going to accept this. No one's going to accept this. So he has to explain the principles, how we decide what the Tayag Mitzvahs are, otherwise no one's going to accept, you know, no one's going to accept this. So he wrote the Shloshim in the order that people should accept his Tayag Mitzvahs, and he wrote the Tayag Mitzvahs in order to write Mishneh Torah. That's what he claims. Okay, say that. That's the claim, okay? Now, you know, and what he did was he decided to write this, and he doesn't explain for what reason in the world. He wrote Pirush Mishnayis in Arabic, and he wrote also Sefer Mitzvahs in Arabic, okay? And some of the translations are very schwach, and that's what I pushed. I'm working with people, you know, I'm just, because I see what the words say, and what, you know, it's not clear, you know, what's going on. But then, you know, he says in his Akdoma that he's going to write Mishneh Torah, not in Lashon HaMikra, because we don't have Lashon HaMikra, because we don't have it. In other words, we only have some of the words in the Vim, but we don't have the whole language. And he's mashma Lashon HaMishnah and Lashon HaMikra is a separate language. And he says he's not going to write it in Lashon HaTalmud because people don't understand that people are not into, people don't have the proficiency in Aramaic. So therefore he's writing Lashon HaMishnah. And for no reason, he then continues writing the Sefer Mitzvahs in Arabic. Okay, Beseder. Okay, so that's what we have, okay? So I'm going to now just, you know, try to get us into the 12th Shoresh, okay? I'm going to give you a little bit of something. Now, there are a few ideas you should know, okay? Shoresh Beis, okay? Let me tell you something, and I'll expand on it sometime in the future, but it's a very important idea. You know, you have to understand, and you know, the Rambam's brilliance in the way he used words is absolutely amazing, okay? And, you know, you always think you understand something, and then, you know, you realize you don't, okay? Now, for example, I'll show you something here. Maybe I wouldn't get started this year, but we'll see what happens. This one is... I want to get into something like you're not, you know, it's not there. You know, Mishneh Torah. Kol ha-mitzvahs, oh, b'shem havaya kel oilo, okay? Now, I have written on this barichus, okay? The Rambam opened up all his Sforim and every Sefer of the Yudalad, Sefer of the Rambam, and every one of the, at least when the Kisviyad, five of the six, probably six also, Pirush Mishnayis, each of the Sforim, and Sefer Mitzvahs, both in the beginning of Mitzvah Seh, meaning Mitzvah Loisaseh, and each Chelek Amor in the Vuchim, and the Maim of Tchias HaMeis, not as Tshuvas, okay, with this phrase, B'Shem Havaya Kel Olam, which drew from this week's parasha. And this kilu call from Avram Avinu, it wasn't like the Targum interprets the Tefillah. Avram, as the Rambam says in the first parak of Hilchos Avodah Zarah, parak Aleph, and he goes through Halacha Gimel, and he says how Avram went through his trials and tribulations. He was the one who called and talked about monotheism to the world. And this was the call of monotheism. The word, what Havayim means, what Kel Olam, and how it has within it, Kabbalah Samoch Shemayim, and Yichud HaKodesh Baruch Hu, there's amazing things going on in these words. I did a lot of work on this, okay? But this is not for us now, but that's where he opens up, okay? That's where he opens up Sefer Mitzvahs, that's where he opens up everything. But not a tshuva. We have to know why. Why doesn't it's not, you know, it's not what we call, you know, everyone writes Bez Hashem Yisbach, the writer Shmata, that I'm going buy something at the Makolot beside the Shmaya, okay? That's not what this is, okay? Ozle ovoish babiti el kol mitzvaysecha. That's really what the whole thing is about. Kol hamitzvus shenitnu lo lemoishe besinai beferusha nitnu. And we'll see this is a very important thing. You'll see if I get to it today. You'll see it's a very important thing. Shenemal v'etnu locho es luchay so'evan v'atera v'amitzvah. Now listen to this carefully. Tera zuter shebiksav. U'mitzvah ze pirusha. V'tzivonu la'aseis ha'tera al pi ha'mitzvah. U'mitzvah zuhi nikris terusha ba'peh. Okay? But this amaze doesn't make any sense. The word mitzvah is used in a different way. It says, kol ha'mitzvah shnitna l'moshe b'sinai b'ferusha nitna. That the word mitzvah over there doesn't mean terusha ba'peh. What does it mean? It means tayag mitzvahs. So what's the word that means mitzvah over here? Tzorach lasu da teira al pi mitzvah. So the mitzvah is really teira. So it means the Ram has given a gilui over here. If you really look carefully, then mitzvah is teira shebiksav. And we'll see about this more as we go on. Okay? And this really is the seed of Shereish Sheni. And that's why the Rambam can say an amazing thing that you give me the Shatay and the Dreshes Ben if you open for Shereish Sheni and not in Minyan HaMitzvahs. Why? The Ramban interpreted the Rambam that he means that it's a Drabonah. It's impossible to say the Rambam meant that because the Rambam is Mufurish in Hakdomah to Pirish Mashayis and Zeroyim that you give me this when the Moshe Misinai. So to say that you give this money, you just can't do it, okay? But the Ram says, Adoch Teira is Teresh B'Ksav. And that's what he really says in Sherish Beis. Then there's another amazing thing happening in Sherish Beis, because he says, you know, we know, he says, this Teresh B'Peh and Teresh B'Ksav. And the Teresh of Apeh was given. We'll see about this even more by Richus. The Rambam does an amazing thing, and we'll see later that he interprets the Gemara in Erevin, which you look at a kilo of the Meseira, to Moshe, to Aaron. You know, it's an amazing thing happening. You know, the Rambam has an amazing way of taking Gemara, which you think is not saying anything, and Mamish is Yiseira, Yiseidus. Okay, we'll see about this. But here he says there's Teira and there's Mitzvah. Okay. And then he says, you know, there's something called Torah Shabbat Peh, right? There's something called Locha Mishmisina, okay? Then he says something, Pirush HaMakubu Moshe Rabbeinu. He coins a new phrase, and he doesn't use it in Pirush Mishnayis, he uses it a lot. In Mishnah Torah, he doesn't use it at all. But the word Mipiashmua Mishnah Torah is really that. Mipirshmu means there's a pirsh makub Moshe Rabbeinu that the same way, for example, says in the Torah, lekachtem lachem bayom rishon pri eitz hoda. Okay, what's pri eitz hoda? I'll come and say, you know, woo, beautiful exotic fruit. It's pri and it's from an eitz and it's hoda. It's beautiful. So no, there's a pirsh makub Moshe Rabbeinu of that the pri eitz hoda is an esrog. And no Bezdin, as the Ram says, both in Pirush Mishnayis and Akdoma, and also in Mishneh Torah, there hasn't been a Bezdin from Yeshua that has disagreed with that. There's a Pirush, there's a Kaboth Moshe Rabbeinu. So the Rambam in Sherei Sheni, that a Pirush and Makubal is a Minyan HaMitzvahs. So my high, how could it be such a thing? So Rebbe has a piece in Higas HaGrid, in Hilchos Mamrim, which, if you read it, is the breakthrough in the Shurish. I had wanted to put a footnote there to say that it was, but whatever it was, it wasn't put there, okay? What the Pshat is, that the Pirush HaMakubal becomes Pshat in Posik. It keeps Shmo Kenhu. It's a Pirush HaMakubal Moshe Rabbeinu. So that is, becomes, it remains in Teresh HaBiksav. And Lechira, the Rambam decided this seed from what the Ramban looks at as a gematria and a meaningless gemara, kilo it's, you know, like periphery. You know, it's a gemara at the end of Marcus, the Torah tziv v'lon ha-moshe moreshaka, the Torah be-gematria tafreshet aleph. Okay? And two mitzvahs in them rule. Okay? So why was the word Torah picked as the gematria? Or the Ram learned that in that was the seed that minyan ha-mitzvahs and minyan ha-Torah she-beksav. That's what he goes, Torah zu Torah she-beksav. So therefore, Pirush HaMakubal is in Minyan HaMitzvahs, and Yud Gimel Milah Shatoy Nidreshes Bohen are not in Minyan HaMitzvahs, and Shalom HaYisrael. Okay? That is number one. Okay?
Could you say it again, please?
Okay. Which, from where?
Just that last part. How did the Ram get from Torah, the Gematria Torah?
The Gemara says, yeah. Because Tafresh Yir Aleph, and there's two mitzvahs that were Nehmer, that Klai Yisrahu from HaKadosh Baruch Hu. There was Anoichi and Lo Yiyah. So now you have Tayyab. But the gematria was learned from the word Torah. And the word Torah, the Ram says, Torah Shebiksav. So Mela, Tayyab mitzvah Torah Shebiksav. There's no mitzvah, there's only a mitzvah which is in Torah Shebiksav. Mitzvah Torah Shebiksav. That's what comes out, okay? It's a very important thing. Very, very important thing. So you can't have a mitzvah, for example, you learn a mitzvah from a drasha. And that's the Ram says, you have to, but every time that Chazal uses Yud Gimel Milah, you don't know anything. Because maybe it's a Pirush HaMakubal, and they're just using Yud Gimel Milah as Chochmas HaKos, just to show you can get it anyway. Or maybe it's real, and the Ram tells you in Sherish Beis, what are, how you use your laboratory to decide, you know, what's going on. And that's what he says, okay? For example, the Ram has a mitzvah from a lav of oil, both in Korban Pesach and in Truma, okay? And, you know, if you look at the Torah, you won't find it in both places. It's a Gzeir Shavah from Toshav V'Sochia. But he says that Gzeir Shavah is he even says it in the Minyan HaKotzer Mefurish, that Kilu, it's Mefurish in Torah, okay? He says Gufei Teir, something like that. Okay, so that is an important thing. Okay, mitzvahs is Torah Shebiksav, and that words he would never say, because the word, the whole hakdoma here appears in Mishnah Torah don't make no sense. What's he talking about? Teir, mitzvah. That's one. Okay. Now I'm just going to skip and give you just a few other. Now I'm going to give you something. And he basically quotes this, okay, this gematria, he quotes in Sherish Gimel, okay, because in the Torah Tziv Alonu Moshe, there's a second half of the pasuk. Moirosho Kilas Yaakov. In Moirosho is the Deiris, forever, okay. So therefore, mitzvahs Hashoah also not in Minyan Mitzvahs, even though it might be in Torah Shebiksav. And he quotes the gematria in Sherish Gimel. He quotes the Gemach in Sherish Gimel. Okay, but say. Now, in the beginning of the 8th Sherish, he does an amazing thing, okay? He starts talking in Arabic. He quotes an Arabic philosopher, Medavim Belosh. You don't need the good translation. You have no idea what he's talking about, okay? I found he's quoting one Arabic. I didn't even know he's quoting an Arabic philosopher who has a commentary on Aristotle. And he quotes him verbatim about what he says, okay? But he's talking about what the word a command in language, what the word command means, okay? Command, okay? Because he has come out as a knight in shining armor that mitzvahs are commands, okay? Probably against Halachas Gedolos, who has, if you open up the Halachas Gedolos, you'll be amazed and how he sets up the Minyan HaMitzvahs, okay? We think the Tayyar Mitzvah, Amach, Shasa, whatever, okay. He has Paushias. He has Mitzvah, Kumvaseh. He starts with Loisaseh. Loisaseh starts with Unshim for Misa, and Kores, and whatever, and the Chenek goes to all different things, and Malkis, whatever. Then he goes to Mitzvah Kumvaseh, then Paushias Nimzal Tzibur. Whatever that means, okay? And both the Ramban and the Ram says, you know, I have no clue of what he's talking about, okay? So he wants to say that Tayag mitzvahs are mitzvahs, okay? And then he goes through the word, that the word mitzvah in all languages, and also in Lashon HaKodesh, the word mitzvah is a command, and Eloi Saser, the word lo, okay, in Hebrew has two meanings. Sometimes it can mean you're prohibited, and sometimes it means a negative. When I say I did not go to the supermarket, okay, lo halachti, lo halachti, okay, but the lo over there is not an ashara, it's a shlila, okay. So he goes out of his way that a lo saseh is ashara, okay. Okay, now, next. So now, what we're going to have is in, you see, not only, he does another thing, which we'll see, which I'll talk about this a little more, in Shurish Tess, he does an amazing thing with, which we also need this as time goes on, with Lav Shebeklolos, okay? You know Lav Shebeklolos and Lisach HaAdam, okay? But there's another type of Lav Shebeklolos, which is more called Lav Shebeklolos. There's Al Toch L'menu No Uvoshel Mavushel Bamoyim. Okay? How many times is the word Alo mentioned in the Torah? Once, okay? Now how many Surim are there? There's No and Boshu Mavusho, right? So how many Lavim are there? Okay. So you look carefully in Pirush Mishnayis, in Makis, in the third parak, we talk about Lav Shebeklolos. We interpret Lav Shebeklolos as Lav that have Klolot, right? But you can interpret Lav Shebeklolos a different way. Lav that you hear the loisah say only michlau, it's not mufurish, because there's not a loisah say mufurish on each one. It doesn't say loy, it doesn't say lo al toichal mimenu no, vi al toichal mufushu. You assume from context of the pasuk that al toichal goes on both, but it's not explicit in Torah Shebiksav. So how do you look at that? So that, he says a Shevish test is also only one mitzvah and minyan, a mitzvah. Unless the Mekablim said that the Mekabli HaTeira, the Matiki HaShmua, who had the Pirush Mekubu Moshe Rabbeinu, that as if it said, lo, 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 lo. And that's how he makes the lav of Maisa Dogen, Maisa Tirush, and Maisa Yitzo as three lav and minyan mitzvahs. Because Kilo the Mekablim said such a thing.
How do we know which ones the Mekabim said?
He said what he does. He does an amazing thing. He says, you know something? He does, he turns Torah and he moves it. See, you don't really, when you're learning Makis, you don't really know what's going on. Makis is the Gilui. When you get three Malkas for something, when you get a separate Malkas, it's the Haraya that it's a separate Asor. So Ribui, he says, Ribui Lavim in the Torah. Sometimes the Torah can mention a Lav many times, but that's only a raya from Chimo Isa and other things which we might talk about. Okay, we'll leave it for a second, okay? But we never have Ribui Malkus if it's one Isa, basically, in Minyan Mitzvahs. And the Lavim are based on Inyan Eteira. So it becomes one Inyan Eteira. So he says, therefore, you might have had the Lav of Dam mentioned many times in the Torah, but you only get one Malkus because only one Lav. Okay? So that's called Kefal Alavim. As we told about Kefal, 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 Kefal. But if it says two Malkus, Lurkishtaim, it's a Hayatoch that it's two separate Lav Minyan Mitzvahs. The Ram used Malkus, Kilo Lav Shebeklolos, and that whole Sheyush is what happens. And the truth is, and it's not for what we're talking about now, but it's probably the most profound part of Sefer HaMitzvahs. So I remember my Rebbe said when he was learning with us the Shoshim, he said that he heard from some Chazelig the dying of Simcha Zelig, named Rab Chaim, that he said the two things in Sefer Mitzvahs, in the Ram, the whole Sefer Mitzvah Ram is Tavta V'Ferach, but Potisa, okay, and the issue of the Asay to lend Goyim Beribis is just impossible to understand. Okay, good. You know, I don't know how difficult, lending Goyim Beribis, I'm not getting it. But Potisa, the Ram has a problem, okay? Because the Gemara has a Makis, the Potisa, you get five, six Makis, whatever, four, five, six. Okay, what is Potisa, you know, let me just tell you that you would have expected, if it's an Arabic word for it, that it means a certain type of species or something, okay? And the Rambam, because of his problems, because of everything he's created, and Potisa comes against it, Ramish turns the whole world around. Potisa is a sheret, which is both sheret hamayim, and sheret ha'oif, and sheret ha'oretz, and a new lav, from Enopovo over, Yepovo over, and Ashpotoitz, and whatever it is, and six lav and shalom by yourself, and that's what it is. And how that happens, and what that happens, that itself is when you break your head at Sherish Test, you might be able to get the answers on it, okay? But because of his business of Malkus, he develops a whole new world. At least he decided that, Malkus is the answer, because you can't get Malkus only for lav. And you don't get two Malkus. And that's how he knew that since you only get there's in Tmula, you only get you see there's another problem, for example, okay? I'll show you another thing that happens. You'll find, for example, that the Gemara says in Tmur and Daf Dalit, they ain asay, and lavan dittel asay, that one asay is not menatik to lavan. Okay? So you have a problem. And the Gemara says about Tmur, v'lo yachilfenu v'lo yomir. V'hoi hu smos yekodesh and asay kiyu. Okay? But the Gemara in Psochim says that by your or by your motza, you do get Malkus. And even though it's a lavendit, it is a lavendit, let's say. It's two lavim. By your or by your motza. So you know what the answer? You know what Biskos is the answer to this is?
What's the problem?
By the Gemara in Tmura says one I say is not monotic two lavim. And the Gemara in Pesachim says it is. Okay? So Biskurov says the answer is like this. It's a question whether it's Kefal Alavim or it's two separate Lavim. One I say cannot take two Lavim independently. In other words, if one I say relates to two separate Lavim, Yanamitz is no problem. But if the two Lavim merge together and become a lav chom or kefal lavim, then the asay can't be menatik it. And that's how he knows that tmura lo yachlifenu v'lo yomir is one lavim in yinam mitzvahs, and it's only kefal, from that gemara in tmura, and from the gemara in psachim, that we do say lavim d'til asay, he realizes that by your boy and by your motzei, they're two separate lavim in yinam mitzvahs. The Ram uses his klolim out of safe. And you never really know until you know what this... You see, I think my Rebbe used to focus on the Shroshim and this whole business because he felt probably it's like the metaphysics of Torah. It's a nucleus according to Rambam of what's going on. Because you can't really understand what's going on until you understand this whole thing. So why is Rambam doing? What's going on? Where does it come from? That's what he did, okay?
It sounds very mistaken that you get one set of makos per love. What do others say?
Okay, when you learn Makis, I don't want to, No, you're correct in your question, just telling you that's what he did, okay? 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 You look for Rebbe Shem. When you learn Tmu, you learn Chulin, whatever it is. It's like a Shmoinim, everyone in the, what do you call it? Why don't you get Shmonim? Maybe you should get Shmonim, not Shmonim, on Tmura. The whole discussion, the beginning, Tais the beginning of Tmura, Tais the beginning of Chulin, that's the whole discussion. Daf Beis and Chulin, and well, there's a Daf Gimel, Daf Beis and Gimel, and I remember exactly which Daf, the beginning of Tmura, also the same discussion. Okay. But on the according to the Ram, the whole discussion doesn't exist. In Fakir, that's the answer. Okay, now, next. Okay. So, a lav is an ashol. It's not a shliva. And you need a mufurish lo to say on it. So you might have, sometimes the Torah, for example, it says, lo yavdil. And we don't really know what the Torah means. Does it mean that it shouldn't be mavdil? It shouldn't? Or you abstained? You enjoined from doing it? Okay?
That's shliva versus tzivui?
Yeah. And only if it's a tzivui. It's a minyan mitzvah, only if it's an ashol. Okay? A very important thing. Okay.
And if it's shliva, it's just for like what, lechatchila not to do it?
No, it means, for example, lo yichasenu. This bo says lo yichasenu is a lav. There. It means if he doesn't. Lo ish keil vichazev. Okay, there's a lav. You know, that's impossible, correct? So I'm just saying, there's so many things. The Ram is working in language and in things and trying to prove, because he's starting, you see, it's very simple. You know, after you're sitting back over and you have everything in front of you, but the Rambam, you see, the gut is, let me just say this, you know, from the Rishonim that to me are the most impressive is Rashi and the Rambam, okay? Rashi in the sense, no, but this greatness, I can tell you about it. So that Rashi took a sefer, which we would not have any clue about, okay, which he opened it up available to every person who dares. And how he did in his 65 years, and looking at different kisriyad, and disagreeing, working with the Beis Medrash, which we have no clue where the Beis Medrash came from. Chachmei Ashkenaz, we have no clue where they came from, okay? We find Rabbeinu Gershom, the 100 years before Rashi, the Talmidim writing a pirish on 5 Storim of Shas, which you don't find Chachmei Sfar, anything like it. Okay, here he is, okay? So Rashi writes a Pirush. And he has fluency in Aramaic, which we don't know where he got it from and how he got it from. You know, you look at Aramaic and your mom is completely confused. And a language is not spoken, you know, you have no clue what it's talking about. Now, I'll show you something in Yiddish. You know, you say he spoke Yiddish, you have no clue. So what does it all mean? And he's able to do what I got it to Gemara. Okay. Mamish appears on Kol HaTorah, Torah, Nevi'im, Ksuvim, and the whole Talmud. The whole Talmud came out. Mamish didn't feel the whole Talmud. And the Rambam appears in Mishnayis, and Mishnah Torah put it together, Kol HaTorah Kula, see the Rif, put it together, basically, you know, it's on the Seder, the thing, and it's not so available, it's not, the Rambam put everything together. And he didn't have that much time to do it because he was a doctor and he was this and that. You know, it's amazing. Okay, good to say that. Now, let's get started. Whatever we're gonna get started with. Okay. Now, what I want to do over here, you just open up to Shurish Yud Beis. And you just see problems in just the Aramaic, okay? Arabic translations, okay? Because when you start reading it, you have no clue what the Rambam's talking about. We'll come back. We'll talk about Shiur Shiur. We'll talk about Shiur Shiur. We'll go back and everything. I just want to get into something which I'm a little bit into. She'en roi limnois chelke. So what do you have there? You have what? She'en? Yeah, which melacha? What is he talking about? So here, and then he continues. I just want to show you how difficult this is. What he did, the Frankel is a disaster, okay? Hillman was mamish in Ilui. In Ilui Shem Kamo. He had an Arabic, whatever it is. He took up Chaim Heller's translation. Okay? Ab Chaim Heller translated it again, okay? It's not clear what Ab Chaim Heller's expertise in Arabic was, but whatever it is, he translated Face, they're better translations. Kapach is better. You have another translator. Got Kolach translated Pirush Mishnayis again. His brother translated the Russian, and I have a copy of it for that he say it. But you look further, and he says, Yedua, what's the next line? I just want to show you the problems before we get started. What it says, after you finish, called Chelev and Chelev Nats, okay? Whatever this means, you don't know what he's talking about. Now, what's next? What does it say? Yedua what?
Shanachim.
Yeah.
Okay.
But this is, he's very confusing. He talks about malachas, he talks about ma'asim, and you don't know what's going on. Okay? Okay, now, the truth is, in the Arabic, it looks pretty much the same. I can't really tell you. But whatever it is, in Kapach, for example, She'en roi limnois chelke asiya misuyemes, she'estavino la'aseisa, you do a sheesh devino la'asa is ma'asim misuyim. It's talking about there's a ma'asa. And it's called chelke asir. Okay? Now, before we talk about that, do something else here now, okay? Let's go back to Sheyesh Yud Aleph. And we'll maybe play around, we'll move through the left. I don't know if we'll get anything accomplished, at least you get a hakdoma to something. Okay? Ulakachtchem lochem b'yom rishon. See, this will be an important question also, okay? Ulakachtchem lochem b'yom rishon pri eitz hadar v'avinocha v'eitz hadar v'avinocha. Right? How many mitzvot are there?
One.
There might be four, there might be one, okay? So here, look what the Ram does. I'm going to read to you the Sheyesh Yud Aleph, okay? Now, I want to show you something, and we'll see something. She'en roi limnois. Now, we do, here's the translation. Chelke ha-mitzvah, kol chelek v'chelek b'fnei atzmoi. Im ho-yiso kloluso mitzvah achas. If it's one mitzvah, then you should not have the chlokim. But that's really, you know, it doesn't say anything, because it's one mitzvah, so I don't. So how do you know? He hasn't told you anything. Okay? It's very strange. Then he says, Pomim, Shetzivui Echod, Shuhu mitzvah achas, Yesh lo chlokim rabin. Okay? One Tzivui has many chalokim. Okay? Could go in mitzvah lulav. But look what he does. Let me read it slowly. Shehi alba'a minim. Okay, that's okay. Is that okay? Ein loima shepri eitz hodo mitzvah b'fnei atzmoi ve'eitz ovois mitzvah b'fnei atzmoi ve'avei nacho mitzvah b'fnei atzmoi ve'kapas tmorim mitzvah b'fnei atzmoi lefi shekol eilu heim chelke ha-mitzvah. Okay? This is very important. Okay? And you know, this will be an amazing thing later, and we'll just have to, you know, not later, but we'll have to keep this in mind. This will be still, because I'm not sure if, you know, what his opinion. It means that had he not had this new breakthrough of Chelke Mitzvah, he would have counted Lulav as four mitzvahs, right? But it only says in the Torah, ulakachtem one time. It doesn't say four times. Does it say ulkachtem pri etzod, ulkachtem avei, ulkachtem avei noch, it's obvious. Doesn't say it. It doesn't bother the Rambam. It could have been four because of that. So the question is, and that's a major question, which will be very negeya as we talk, go through your days also. See, the Rambam only said this cloud. This cloud that he has, that love should be clawless. He only says in Mufurish and Lois Aseh. He doesn't talk about Aseis. So the question is, what happens in Aseis? So I was bothered by this. And I went through a lot of work on this. And I found an Aseh that I thought should break it, that I said it didn't break it, okay? There's a lav, an Aseh of Ta'azev, which really refers to many, many different mitzvahs. Let's see if we can find it here. One second. Yeah. It should be around here. Yeah. You'll see it should be around here. Probably Kufchof, Kufchof Aleph, Kufchof Beis, Kufchav Gimel, all these, you look at the thing as testazev. To my leket chichupeya, okay? And all this is tazev once. And Ram counts as separate mitzvahs. So I said, oh, maybe that's a proof. Maybe that's where the Ram only in cherished test only talks. You see it's a, this, the Ram, you see, it's poets, it's not Meruba, it's poets, Yosem Meruba. Because you have to always fill in the hole. So what does he mean? What he's not talking about?
The problem is that by Lavim, you can rely on Malkus to be able to.
But not only rely on Malkus, but he says, Mefulish, that if you have one Loisa, say one word Lav, no, you can rely on Malkus the opposite. If you have one lav, okay, and you have kami sulim in that lav, so then you use malchus to decide whether it's really one lav or two lav, whether the word low, okay. So then, but if you have malchus, then it's a pirush makubal kiel the low says low, okay. So now
I say you don't have it. You don't have a way of checking it out.
You don't, but Ram may. I don't know.
The little information you gave us so far, we don't have the information.
Okay, good, right. And the Ram doesn't, okay? So I thought, if you look carefully, in the Rambams, in these mitzvahs, in Chof Gil Chof Lav, he quotes that the Talmud calls it a lava nitaglase. So maybe he used the makablim, the Matiki Ashmur, in those words of Lavnit Lasei, as a Gilui, that this is a separate Asei, and this is a separate Asei, and this is a separate Asei, Kila Pirish Makabim said, because why is he telling us, why is he telling in the Asei, why is he telling us Lavnit Lasei, it's Menatek Alav?
Is there the other
assays
that are
Menatek Alav? Yeah, but you see, the question is, can assay be Menatek Alav if it's not a peculiar assay on a peculiar love? You see, what happens is, you have five lavim, okay? Los chalapeya, los chalis, los chalat, and you have only one assay. Can it work, really? You know, it's just the opposite that the Gemara has in Tumur. The Tumor, you had many lavim and one assay, right? And here it's the opposite case. The question, what happened? So maybe I thought that the Talmud is giving, that's the Gilui from the Matiki Ashmur, and that's how the Ram goes out of his way, that in Tir Avinu Avashi, there was a Mesera, and they're all Matiki Ashmur, and that was the Mesera of the Matiki Ashmur, ototo, that it's separate assays, okay? And this will be very important over here in our Shosh. But I said to myself, on the other hand, looking at this, the Ram seems to be clearly mashma. If you count Chelkei HaMitzvah, you count this as four. lulav. Correct? And it only says lulkachtem once. And there's no gilui. So it's about tikeshmu anything. So why does it work so hard and make this shit tell us this gilui if it doesn't exist? That's a very important question. So why is it that the Rasei is different than Lav and what's going on? Why should it be such a thing? Okay? Okay. But this is an aside. Just as I was reading this, I wanted to point this out to you. Okay? You do it. But let's just continue reading. Let's show you. Okay, I'm just getting started because I'm just giving you information just to get started. Yedua, sheyesh in stavinu la'aseis ma'ase mesuyim. I'm meaning. I should be Yerav. Pomim shetzivu echot shu mitzvah achas yesh lo chalokim rabim. The mitzvah lulav sheyabor minim ein loyma pri shepri eitz hodo. Mitzvah b'fnei atzmo, v'eitz ovo is mitzvah b'fnei atzmo, v'avei nacho mitzvah b'fnei atzmo. B'kapus t'morim, mitzvah b'fnei atzmo. Okay? You don't say the chalokim are the mitzvah. L'fi shekol elu heim chelke ha-mitzvah. Mipnei shehu tzivo l'kavtso. The achrek vitzosom tia hamitzvah lekicha haklolus biyad biyom hayedua. Which mitzvah is he referring to?
Lulav.
So what does he say? You became mitzvah lulav many times in life, I hope. So what are you supposed to do?
Sounds like after they're all together, then pick them all up.
Okay, what? He holds Luv Tzoch Agad? And even if you talk about kibbutzim, you only have kibbutz of three, not of four. Okay, I'm not, just, you know, just whetting your appetite over here.
Maybe the kibbutzim is just to acquire it, to
get it. Yeah, also the question of, the you see...
Does that have to be, I get it.
It can be a zechazeh. So what? Yes, yeah, so, but I understand that. 100%, but what is he supposed to do? What's l'kapsum?
Not to do zechazeh,
but zechazeh the Ram passes the Mishatari's Beseder. Correct?
Yeah.
Fakert. He's trying to tell you adrabah, just the opposite. If you do zechazeh, really it's for basachas, because really it's one, conceptually, one action. Which has four parts. It's simultaneous, okay? Even though it occurs over a period of time. Why? Because Socha Kapsom. And that makes these four pulas really into one pula. And therefore it's one mitzvah.
Like in the Kapsom just mean to like obtain them, to get a hold of them.
I didn't say that it can't mean that. I'm just saying what it's the importance of it in my... For example, when I take the lulav, I don't own or I don't have an esrog, okay? And I have the esrog later, take a bezeh hazeh. Maybe according to Rambam, that's not good. Because there's no tziruf. Because I have to have all of them together. You see, the Rambam in Mishneh Torah talks about having him in front of them also. But there he's talking about the bracha also. We have to know if he's talking about the bracha or the mitzvah or both or whatever. But there's an issue in the mitzvah itself to have them.
Why does it have to be that? Maybe it's just that you can't be yotze until you do all four.
So why is it tzocha kapsa v'achach v'ach? What siva? Just translate the words and tell me what it means. He says siva l'kapsa v'achachach l'kichasam. How do you translate the words? He says, it's a very strange lashon. And I think that's what he's learning the Gemara, and that's he's learning by the Gemara, the Hagba, how long is the Gemara Menachah is, Ein loy ma'akvin, yesh loy ein ma'akvin. It could be bizarre chazeh. But it has to be yesh loy.
It says, l'kichas ha'klolus biyad. Sounds like thinking
all of it, it doesn't have to say that. I don't know if it has to be together. They have to be all together. He does have to take all of them, but I don't know if they have to be together. But that's the lush that the Gemara says. Ein loy ma'akvin. That's the Gisa of the Dervis. Okay? But this kvitzosom is a simultaneous kvitza. Okay? It means chalokim. Okay? Here he'll talk later also in Yud Beis about the kvitza, kibbutzom. Let's see if I have it here. See, for example, we'll come to a different place. You'll see in Cherish Yud Beis, at the end, he says, Shame Shemitzis Chalitza Achas. V'ein onu moinin Chalitza u'kiko kriya. Kivin shekolusum hu ma'asa Chalitza v'mitzvah Achas. Okay. There's an inyan of kvitza. It's kilish v'basachas. See, that's, you have to, because he really is talking there more in his sequential, because there's no din. That the in the whole Seder for Chalitza, there are many things. For example, Teres is doing Chalitza, right? It says, the Teres says that there should be a Kriya and all the whole Maisa. So how many? Maybe it should be five mitzvahs. Who mitzvahs? Common mitzvahs. So I says, no, it's one mitzvah. That's what he's saying over here. I'm gonna open the door for this.
It all achieves one end.
Yeah, but so that's not a question of that. But what is the the question is, what's happening here? Kach. Okay. Koyma, sheetziko v'blila psicha v'amlicha v'atznufa v'agosha. See, he's trying to say, he says, let's see what we before. V'kol, you see over here, v'kol eile prote asir v'aladova na'ase lefi kol ha'ma'asim alolu chal shema mincha. Nimse sh'amitzvah hi atzivui sh'itztavinu sh'yimaisa korban alechem o asir sh'nakiv lefi kol ha'seid azeh. V'kmoi hadvorim alolu mitzvah mincha kloima ha'yitzika v'ablila v'psisa v'amlicha, v'atnufa, v'agosha, v'akmitza, v'aktora. It's no inyan duba, v'asachas. Like it's a seder, right? There's a seder. Kach omu b'chalitza. V'cholza na'al, na'aloi, v'yoko b'fonav. Maybe it's a separate mitzvah, me and mitzvah. V'cholza na'aloi, v'yoko b'fonav. Maybe it should be a separate mitzvah in Tayag. Says, no, chalitza is one. V'yoko b'fonav, v'yonza v'yomro. Ukshem shemitz chalitza achas v'eino nemoinim chalitza v'kiko kriya kivin shekolalusom hu ma'ase hachalitza v'mitzvah achas. This is the kolus, it's called ma'ase hachalitza. Okay? And this is the type of thing that we're talking about over here, which we'll get back to. The ma'ase, which we're talking about at the beginning of this, that a ma'ase, which has many chalokim, which is not a kavutza achas, kilu, it's simultaneous. It's also one mitzvah, minyan mitzvah. You don't count the ons of the omro, you don't count all these things separate mitzvahs. And what he's really doing over here, and that's the important thing, he's coming as a knight in shining armor against the halachas gedolos. Because that's what the halachas gedolos has done over here. And he's giving the list of halachas gedolos because he says the same way halachas gedolos is moida, that doesn't count chalitza as a separate mitzvah. It's only one mitzvah. Because the halachas gedolos himself is to do it. He should also do the same when it comes to, because he counts yitzika, all these different things, yitzika, melicha, hagosha, kmitza, haktorah, as separate mitzvahs, minyan mitzvahs. The chof dalet, matnas kohuna, and the 15 avodas, each one are separate mitzvahs, minyan mitzvahs. And this is what this shoresh is coming against, halachos gedolos. We'll see in the next time about it next week, okay?